Brooklyn. We're going to connect the dots tonight. Happy Veterans Day. And let me just get right to it. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to start here and then go there. Chain of command structures are being used against you, the American people, believe it or not. And it's happening all around the world. Guess what? The chemtrail planes didn't have a holiday today. No siree. They're out there poisoning everybody. I have to talk about it every week. I also have to talk about, hey, just in case you didn't realize, I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, the most qualified person to ever be the president of the United States, and that's why I'm running again. I'm only doing this write-in candidate because I don't believe in political parties, and that's the only way to really beat the big guys, because they think people like me can't win. But you, the American people, can prove them wrong. Once you finally get it in your head, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're just wasting your vote. I mean, I don't even have to explain that. Look at the situation in the Congress. Insanity. A waste of taxpayers' money. Every one of them should resign, pretty much. If there's one or two good ones, let them stand up now. I don't see anybody standing well. Anyhow, I gave them their chance. This is a call-in radio show. It's called Connect the Dots, in case you just turned in. The number to call in if you want to talk about something is 888-888. That's it. Now, oh, there's seven other numbers. It's 888-627-6008. Eight, the magical number. I'll give you the number again to call in, 888-627-6008. Call in, talk about anything, it doesn't matter. I'm well-versed on just about any topic, so it doesn't matter. Talk, we'll have a conversation. But meanwhile, I don't wait on anybody. I just go right to what I'm planning on doing. Last show, last thing I think they mentioned, talking about selling uranium to Russia. Well, you know, it's traitorous activity done by rich people who have so much money they will probably buy their way out of this if they can get prosecuted. Heard that one before. And there are static waves somewhere there out in the phone lines, maybe. Who knows? But they're there, and I'm not going to let them bother me. I hear a few little things in the background. But anyhow, as I was saying, there are reasons why this actually makes a lot of sense. You know, uranium deal, selling to the Russians. Well, if you look, we could do on this maybe, such as both Russia and the United States are part of the G8 nation to the selling of uranium from one G8 member to another. It fits in with the Agenda 21 plan. Recently started to relook at that. The UN plan approved back in 1992. The UN, what a worthless organization. I don't care what you say. In fact, if you look at old science fiction movies, there's one movie that where the giant bird monster comes to New York, and one of the first buildings he attacks is the UN building. I think there was a hidden message in that science fiction movie, which there usually are hidden messages in science fiction movies. I might get back to that later, but Agenda 21, a very bad thing. World leaders get together. They're going for the world takeover plan, depopulate the world by 95%. Of course, I knew that before they even got to that stage, because the information was out there already. In fact, we can go back as far as the Georgia Stones. That's the first kind of warning about population, the 95%. It's on one of the Georgia Stones down there, set up by some secret group. You know, everybody has their own take on that, Illuminati, Masons, whatever. But that's the first warning we got. Then 1992, Agenda 21 passed by the UN. And then I'm going to just go out on a limb here and call a traitor a traitor. Traitor Obama, president of the United States, a traitorous president, though, because he signed into law our participation in his plan to depopulate the world. It's March of 2013. Yes, Obama is a traitor. In fact, they ought to mark it in the textbooks. Anybody listening that has some authority with textbooks, mark it in the textbooks that Obama is one of the presidential traitors. We've had traitors before him, but he was one. He also signed the bill that protects Monsanto, people involved with GMO, destruction of the food, people involved who are also involved with the chemtrail program. Also, Agenda 21, they mention brain poison in the air, amazingly. You know, I mean, and who's allowing all this to happen? Well, these so-called government people that are supposed to be protecting us and taking care of our needs, they're all on the bandwagon. They've all, I guess, taken big bribes, or they're all just so stupid they don't care. Take your pick. Or they're either bribe takers or just stupid idiots. I have to be use the correct words here. You know, you've got to be an idiot if you're in favor of somebody spraying poison all over the world that we all have to breathe in. Kills the trees. That's another thing. Deforestation, that turns up in Agenda 21. Well, no wonder why they're spraying chemtrails. They want to kill the forest because that's part of the plan. What a ridiculous thing to do. In fact, Agenda 21 is so ridiculous and anti-human, you would think ETs that want to take over the world are behind it. And guess what? If you look far enough as to who's controlling who in this world, ETs have their hand in the pie, or, you know, they've got their hands in the mixture here, and they are mind-controlling humans to kill ourselves, and we're buying into it. And then there's the blue blood families, or technically ETs, or F-3ETs. They got their hands in the pie, too, and it's really bad things, which reminds me, and the reason I promote the book, the name of the show is after the book. The book is called Connect the Dots Theory. I go into this, and I talk about where the connections are at much of this world. I lay it out for you that it's being controlled by extraterrestrials. Important information to understand. And it's important information to understand that most extraterrestrials are scientifically advanced far more than humans are. They work with the secret military groups. That's why in the United States here, we have all the high-tech weapons that any race in the universe could ever have. And unfortunately, we're not using it just to protect ourselves in the United States. We're using this as part of Agenda 21, these weapons are going to be used to depopulate the planet. It's coming. It's on the menu, as I say. And it's time everybody wakes up, you know, roll up your yoga mat. I don't want to be rude. And go outside, watch the chemtrail planes, see what the local government is doing, see how they're making one wrong decision of another, and get in your car, go to the store, and buy my book. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, but it's easier to get it. Just go on your computer at Amazon. You can just look out the window at the chemtrails. You don't even have to go anywhere. Order it through Amazon. It's the most intelligent book you'll ever read in your life. It's that good. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. If you're listening to my voice, you need to go out and buy a copy of this. I claim it to be the most thought-provoking book in the early part of the 21st century. I'll put it against any book because it explains things. And it's important for us to understand what's going on. It explains why things are the way they are today. Plus, it's an educational book teaching you the things they'll never teach you in school because they don't want you to know truth. They don't want you to be an intelligent person. You couldn't even learn the things I put into this book, Connect the Dots Theory. You couldn't even learn that in college. You'd go to college for 12 years and you still wouldn't learn the things that I put into this book. Plus, you would never learn my personal discoveries that I found out there in nature. I am the discoverer of great phenomena happening right here in the United States. It's happening out in the wilderness, but you won't know about that unless you buy my book. Well, scientists don't even know the things I discovered, but I put it in the book there. Of course, world scientists probably won't read my book because they're all under the control of the world controllers in that situation. They're either mouthpieces for the false propaganda, or they're working in laboratories torturing animals to make a good salary thickening. But this is where we're at. We have to talk about this, and we have to start taking command of the situation, as I say. But anyway, if you're listening to my voice, you really, the most important thing you could do in your life right now is go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It was made to enlighten the human race. You'll learn things in this book that nobody has. It took 15 years of hard work putting pieces together to get all this information, and I put it all in simple language. Plus, it's loaded with pictures. If you're like me, I'm a child. I want to open a book, and I want to look through the pictures and turn the pages. Then, pictures are interesting enough, and they are in my book. I'll go back and read what the text has to say. Now, if I'm able to explain exactly why everything happening the way it is in this world in less than 100 pages of text, I'll have to compliment myself. That's pretty good. People write volumes and volumes of information, and you learn nothing. Every page in my book is informative and teaching and enlightening, mind enlightening. It'll help you put the pieces together and understand why this world is falling apart the way it is. You'll be able to understand why every government official in the world will continue to make one stupid decision after another, and then you turn on the fake news and see it happening, just like I've predicted in my book. If I go further and I explain why. I also explain about the spiritual world in common language much more better than any religious text has done. That's right. You are going to learn more about the spirit world from my book than you will from reading the Bible. Hey, I have a minister's degree. I've read the Bible numerous times over. I've studied it for years, okay? And I am qualified to make that statement. You're going to learn more from my book than you'll learn from the Bible. Because I talk about the spiritual world in general and how it works. The biggest problem with the Bible, it doesn't explain things. Of course, you got to understand all the information in the Bible was written thousands of years ago. People were ignorant, Stone Age barbarians for the most part. Even the knowledgeable people had problems comprehending things, and sort of like the prime directive, you couldn't talk to people back then, 2,000 years ago, about time travel. or spacecrafts or things like that. You had to talk in the terms of what their lives surrounded their lives. That's why there's a lot of representations with sheep and cattle and camels and you name it, and other creatures, snakes. So I'm not saying that put down the Bible is, I'm just speaking the truth. And I challenge every creature on the face of this planet, you go try to prove to me that your book, whatever book it is, religious book, explains more than what my book is. And in order to even have that discussion with me, you're going to have to go out and buy my book. And you ought to, because you'll get a lesson in knowledge. And it's a matter of fact, I heard a little static in the background, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to let that bother me, because I'm going to roll here while I'm talking. You know? That's a stupid little joke. It reminds me of, but I'm never going to tell it. Anyhow, the point here is that I happen to be a knowledgeable person. Long before I even began writing this book, I had found out the information that everything has actually been explained to us in other books already. Everything that's meaningful and important to understand how everything works. You know, I have to laugh when I hear these so-called scientists. I can't blame them. They went to college and got brainwashed as to what is and what is not known and blah, blah, blah. But everything is known already. Not all the information is here on Earth about everything that is known. We only rediscover things here. But so much information has been shared with us by those of the other realms and put into books that everything basically is known. It's known how the universe works. It knows, it's known that there are gravity particles, though the scientists are still trying to prove they're only gravity waves, you know, and they know we don't know a lot of things, and there's a lot of things we can't do the science here to explain, but it has been revealed to us and explained to us, and that's partly why I wrote this book, to correlate all these important points, so if you read my book, you'll be almost as smart as me, and able to explain just about anything that's happened. Of course, you'd have to read maybe about 25 more books where other bits and pieces of information of importance about science, about the energy fields around the human body, about all the dimensions, or I call them zones of reality, 12 basic zones, all subdivided into what's called the overtones. Zone has 12 overtones, equals 144 separate realities that all can actually exist in the same space. Fantastic, isn't it? I don't have to do the science to prove this. The information has been revealed. And when you can have trained your brain, the greatest computer that was ever invented, it's a living computer too, your brain, but you got to train it. You got to program it. When you train your brain, and I've done a good job of training mine, where you can conceptually picture abstract things, you don't have to do the science anymore. What you have to do is take the idea, understand it, comprehend it, and many of the things in the universe work simply on mental communication. You know, if I want something to happen, sometimes I have to just think about it, and the wheels will start turning automatically. That's how unique the universe is. We could almost say it's alive, has a consciousness of itself. And, of course, there are consciousnesses that spread throughout the molecules, the airwaves, the frequencies, and everything is frequency. Everything is light. Even solid matter is made out of light. There are books that explain these things to us. But a simplification, understanding how everything works and why things are all out of whack, all you have to do is buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You'll become one of the most knowledgeable people in the world just by buying that. And yes, it provides more common sense knowledge of understanding than any religious book out. Saying my book is better than religious, You know, I've read a lot of religious scripture books. A lot of important information out there. But in order to understand it correctly, it is important to get the added knowledge so you can decipher it correctly, interpret it correctly. I'll go back to the Bible again. It's a familiar book a lot of people are familiar with. Most people don't read it, though. They go to church. It's your read his chosen scriptures today, and then they allow him to impose his interpretation of that scripture on them. Now, I'll admit maybe half the scriptures, common sense, we're all going to agree on what they mean. But then there's the other bunch of scriptures that are debatable, and I know I can't go to other people's churches. No, because it sickens me when I hear bad interpretations. The preacher's up there, and I just have to keep my mouth shut in the congregation, and he just babbles on down the wrong path. And I'm qualified to say this now because I came across the newer revealed information. All the new information in the last 100 years helps you put the pieces together correctly of the old scriptures. And I'll argue that point with anybody. And they're not even going to be able to argue with me because most of these people that read religious books, they just want to read their one book. And, of course, the Bible is actually 66 books, which puts you ahead of many of the other religions. And, of course, Jesus, the gospel, is probably the only thing you really could consider the Word of God because when you read the news information, it explains exactly why the teachings of Jesus are actually the words of God. God using the life form of Jesus to reveal truth straight from the source. There is no other historical record of that happening with any other religion or any other person in human form, and I'll argue that point with anybody, and bring it on. But you're not going to win an argument with me, because first of all, if you haven't read probably the most 25 important books in the world that have been written in the last 100 years, and you don't have the ability to connect the dots like I do, and that's why my theory is called Connect the Dots Theory, and that's why everyone listening to me should go out and buy a copy of it. Because that's what truth is about. It's about sharing. We all want to bring each other up out of the hole. We all want to enlighten each other. That's what my book is all about, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not about making me important. I made myself important already long, long before I wrote the book. Okay? You want to be important, you make yourself important. It's not that difficult, really. And being important doesn't essentially translate. I don't have to be the president of the United States to be important. I don't have to be a rock star to be important. And I don't have to be somebody famous to be important. Making yourself important is a personal issue. It's a personal trip. It's a personal journey. And I did it a long, 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 long time ago. And that's why I can boldly talk here publicly and say, I know what's going on. I know all the players. And if you show me one of the 1,000 players that I don't know about, I'll say thank you for showing me the one I was unaware of. But I know all the basic players in the multidimensional game. And I know that we have to use our what's called the God-given gift of free will to work things out for ourselves here. You know, we don't want school to end, and this is school down here, and with all failing grades, and we have to be rescued by the rescue force, which will happen eventually if you read the book of the Revelation in the Bible, the last of the books, book of the Revelation, given by an angel, supposedly of the Lord Jesus Christ, to his disciple John, whom was told, write it down as I'm telling you. And that's the information in the book of the Revelation. And it talks about the end times, which we are in. It talks about all the bad things. Most of them are happening already. And it talks about eventually the end of this horror that we're beginning to enter, end time horror. Well, eventually, a closing date has been set, and eventually we will be rescued. But if you take the time to read that book of the Revelation, we really don't want to have to go through all the suffering to the end when the final command is, okay, go in and rescue these poor earthlings. It'd be much better if we rescued ourselves. And, of course, the overseers of mankind, a term I invented and put in my book. There's a lot of things I put into my book. I reinvented definitions of important words like coincidence. No, it's not happening by chance. Coincidences are created, and I explain it fully. When you see the definition in the book, you'll understand. I even redefined the definition of truth, and redefined the definition of proof. Scientists have been keeping us locked in a box by telling us that we have to do an experiment and get the same results time and time again to prove something. In some cases, that's the way to do it. But that doesn't apply to everything in life. And, of course, scientists are really a bunch of idiots. Yeah, idiots in certain ways. They know nothing about the energy bodies, basically, because that isn't taught in college, because they don't want you to learn that. They want you to still believe the lie that you've been told your whole life, that the physical body is everything. And they want you to believe all the other lies you've been told, like, you know, whatever. I could go on and on with the lies because there's been that many. But anyhow, I just had to spit that all out, which brings us back to Agenda 21. You know, this is the beginning of the end. This is the plan for the world control. You know, it's important for everyone also to read that book of the Revelation, the last book in the Bible, written, I believe, around 90 A.D. Because people were ignorant back then, including the disciples of Jesus, yes, they were very ignorant people. In fact, if you read all the Gospels, you'll find out that Jesus had to come back and explain it to them because they just didn't get it. And if you're just while you're reading the Gospels, plenty of times they don't get it. Their minds are brainwashed Jewish thinking. They were impressed because Jesus was able to perform the miracles that no one else could. And they knew he had something special, and so they followed him. But they were basically ignorant people. They couldn't get beyond the cows and the sheep and the stuff like that and the old Jewish doctrines, which partly include doctrines of the false gods, just like the Muslim doctrines. That's mostly false god doctrines. That's why they're uncivil. That's why they can't get along in civilized societies, because they want to hold on to those old false god doctrines of might is right and all the other bad things. You want to read a horror story? Read their famous religious book. I don't even want to mention it because it doesn't deserve mentioning. I've read it. It's a horror story. Then you'll find out why these people are so evil, why they want to chop your head off and all this other crap. Why they're willing to torture people. They're not even a religion. If you tell us your so-called holy book tells you it's okay to torture and kill people that don't agree with you, you're not a religion. You're a cult and a satanic one. Can't handle it? That's just too bad, but it's time you move ahead out of the Stone Age. There's no place for barbarians in 2017. And if you have a problem with that, you're the one with the problem, not me, because I speak the truth, you know? And do yourself a favor. Read books that were written within the last 100 years. A lot of important knowledge has been given to the human race. And these are the things we need to be talking about. You know, it's been explained to us. The science has been explained. You know, we go, there's that famous Star Trek series. You know, classic. We all talk about it. Prime Directive, Beam Me Up, Scotty. Well, the explanation of how Beam Me Up, Scotty actually works, it's in books. It's explained. Modulation of energies. How they use pyramidal craft that can connect three different dimensional zones of reality or vibrational zones of reality all at once and bring them together and bring in the common denominators and have them all working together at the same time. The science is in books out there. I give mention to some of these books. Another reason you ought to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, available on Amazon. It'll be the most informative book you ever buy in your life because I don't believe, you know, I'm being modest when I say the early part of the 21st century. Because I don't believe anybody will be ever be as clever as I have been in connecting all these things because I have the ability to think outside the box and envision beyond the chessboard, if you can comprehend that. You know, chess is an important game to play. In fact, I've learned, it's in my book too, I mentioned that it's explained in other books that, and I grasp it quite easily, but I add on to what I grasp also, that six chessboards are used for DNA, RNA creation. So I think it comes to 394. There's 64 squares on a board, a chessboard. You multiply that by six. And there you have the number of specific separate RNA, DNA items that you can mix together to create life forms. Yes, life forms are created. They don't haphazardly happen. You know, it can be lied to again our whole lives. No, it's all created by those who have the knowledge. And it's also been explained to us in regards to the physical world. No, God doesn't really create things in the physical world. He's created other beings that have the power to create, that create things in the physical world. That's why the physical worlds aren't perfect. God, by definition, is perfection. Pure light, if there was a shape, we would call it spherical because sphere is the perfect shape. And that's it. You know, it's been said God is perfect, so a perfect entity can make no mistakes. So what? That's what the perfect explanation as to why we have imperfections in the physical world, because God didn't make the physical world. He provides the power for which the other creator beings can use the molecules, the six chessboards, and the four living creatures to create physical life forms. And because the other spirit entities who have been given power to create are not God, they're not perfect. They can be almost perfect, but they make mistakes, and we live them out here in the physical world. Of course, there's always, we're learning in the physical world and we're making corrections and we're making improvements, but there's still a lot need to be corrected. Mainly, first thing I'll say is the laws that allow evil entities to come to a world like Earth and infest our minds and take us over physically and pollute our world and dominate the human race with all their evil, disgusting habits and impose them upon us and impose torture upon us and use us and abuse us to no end. There needs to be laws to protect innocent people from that type of behavior. And unfortunately, those laws haven't been made yet and worth paying the price for it right here on Earth because our world is still controlled by evil. And again, go back, read the book of the Revelation. It tells you. It talks about the ten entities, the one demon that goes, gets power, and rules over the ten. Well, you know, They refer to that as kingdoms and stuff like that. And people are still trying to put those old interpretations together. Well, I already mentioned ignorant people 2,000 years ago, you couldn't talk to them about extraterrestrials from other worlds, reptilian beings or bat-like creatures or stuff like that from other worlds. You couldn't explain that. It would be too much for them. But everybody who reads the book of the Revelation should take all the modern knowledge we have, all the concepts that were put forth in science fiction movies, and understand, yeah, ATs do exist. There's good ones, there's bad ones, there's ugly ones, there's good-looking ones. And these races that are on Earth, and we've had many testimonials and revelations that our planet is loaded with races from other Earths, other worlds, rather, that is probably who the world controllers will be. ETs. ETs controlling planets, controlling countries here on our world. And we need to take this seriously. Of course, we know the fake ET invasion is coming up. We've all heard about it, and it will be played out. Fake news will cover that when it happens. But there are overseers of mankind, the good ETs. I hear that, things that have been put in other books by people that talk on radio shows, they're surrounding our planet now, and they're modulating the systems here to bring the Earth into what's commonly referred to as the fifth dimension. The higher vibrational state of existence, I explain that clearly in my book. That's the true understanding of the dimensions, the different zones of reality. I picked up some of the basic understanding of that in other books, and I reworded it to make it simple. The simplification is energy is upgraded and downgraded from dimension to dimension, or zone of reality to zone of reality. There are buffer zones that separate them so you can't physically look into the next one, but you can enter it into the next one once you gain the knowledge of how to transmute the vibrational signatures of your reality into the next reality. Sometimes it's 1,000 times faster, things are spinning. Sometimes it could be 1,000,000 times faster. And this science has known how to do it. And those overseers of mankind from the higher evolved civilizations who have the high-tech science knowledge of how to do this, they're working on that right now. And eventually there will be a recrystallization of every cell in your body if you're still alive when this event happens, and most of us will, I think. I intend to be, because it's going to happen sooner than you think. So you need to be mentally ready for it. All of a sudden, you're going to feel something fuzzy, I guess, and your molecules are going to reorganize themselves. Of course, it's going to be done by the high-tech scientists of the more evolved reality. They're here in giant spacecraft. There's thousands of them. I don't know exactly how many, but they're all in the process of moving the Earth up into the fifth dimension, where we all will vibrate faster. We'll have new bodies, so the recrystallization of matter. And it's going to happen. It's in the process of happening now. I've heard, I listen to what's out there. I heard the Earth is vibrating at 40 cycles per second now, the latest. It used to be, 20, 30 years ago, everybody was talking the Earth, different opinions. Some people said it vibrated at 7 cycles per second. Some said 6.8 cycles per second. It had a basic vibrational beat, the Earth. Well, it's been moved up to 40 cycles per second, and as we're talking, it's probably moving up to 41 or 42. Who knows? Meanwhile, our bodies are learning to adapt to this, and our bodies are being worked on. I talk about these things in my book. That's why you should buy my book. I explain it. I only can explain a small portion in a one-hour show here, and quite often I get off the track of explaining things and I talk about the problems, because we need to address ourselves with the problems. Because there is a concerted effort to destroy 95% of the people on the earth. They're slowly poisoning us with the chemtrails. People in government don't want to do anything. Going out there on Twitter, I'm trying to get people get in contact with me. You go to my show, you can get the contact info there. People that really want to do something, because we got to do more than just make videos. We got to do more than call our congressmen. We got to do more than just tweet. It's not going to make it happen. The only fast way to make this happen is if, hey, somebody has direct access to President Trump, get him to sign an executive order. We know he has the guts to do something like that, and he could stop the chemtrail planes in one day, just sign an order. That's what I would have done if I was elected, you know, and that's why you would ought to seriously think, assuming we're all still around here in 2020, because there's so many bad things going on. One wrong move and kaboom, the whole, as the saying goes, the whole shit house can go up in flames. Somebody famous said that once. It's a quote from somebody famous. I'll let you figure it out. Do your homework. Anyhow, that's it. I'm the guy who's got the ingenuity and understands how to play the game of chess. You know, life is a game of chess. And I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. See if anybody can find out, and please contact me if you do. The famous Alice in Wonderland cartoon, the first one by Walt Disney. There are several of them out here. Originally had a chessboard scene in it, where the Alice steps on the chessboard. If you know anything about the game of chess, every piece has its own movements and only can move on certain spaces. Some pieces can move on all the spaces, and other pieces have limitations to how they can move and what spaces they can move on. And she's stepping on the spaces as she's walking across the chessboards, and the pieces are screaming at her. You can't go there. This is against the rules. That scene is missing. You know, from when the DVD started coming out, I was in the store one day. They were on sale for a dollar a piece or something. I said, oh, let me buy Alice in Wonderland. I'd like to see that cartoon again. And sure enough, I brought it home watching. I said, where the hell is that chessboard scene? And then I started getting curious back in the 90s, early 90s. I started buying DVDs. Anyhow, I became obsessed with this, and I went and got every DVD I could find on Alice in Wonderland. Like, where's that chess? And then it started being replayed on TV, and they're advertising. All the lost scenes have been included. I said, oh, boy. And sure enough, the chessboard scene wasn't there. Then, once I gained some knowledge of time travel, that it really can happen, and I had already watched many science fiction movies where they talk about the ins and outs of time travel, and that something could disappear from the from the present day if somebody went back in time and did something. And I finally came to the conclusion, unless somebody comes up with the scene and proves me wrong, hey, I'd love to be proved wrong on this one, that those who had access to the time travel machines, in the secret groups that work here in the United States, decided to do a test. Let's go back in time and remove something and see if it actually is totally not available in the present day. For some reason, they picked the chessboard scene because that's what's missing today in our reality. If we look around, we probably could find other things they did tests with that existed in the past but no longer are present. And the only explanation for that is time travel. You know, they went back to, they made a decision, we're going to take Alice in Wonderland, the chessboard scene, out. Of course, why would they want the chessboard scene out? They don't want people thinking, because chess is an important game to understand. It's connected to DNA, RNA, as I've already explained to you, factors. By those who know how to really create life forms and have the authority to do so. the aid of the four living creatures. Yeah, demons are not have access to that, and that's why most of their creation is when they create life forms. They're, first of all, they don't have a soul, because you need God to give the soul to the life force. Demons can't give souls. So when they create life forms, they're usually monstrous creatures. That's the whole message behind the Frankenstein story. You know, poor Frankenstein there, he didn't know right from wrong, because it was easier for him to make a mistake, because he didn't really have a soul, because you need God to give you the soul. And that knowledge is out there. Okay. But demons are creating life forms. They're doing it right now. They're doing hybrids. They're doing army soldiers. That's why they want to confiscate all the bones of the giants that walk the face of the earth, because they're stealing the DNA out of these bones, and they're working in laboratories to create giant humanoid morons who are out there in the battlefield. So eventually, I guess we'll see them again sometime in the near future. But it's important to understand this is all going on behind the scenes, and it's not going to stop that easily. So we have to take offensive in this case. We can't just sit around. You want to know what happens when you sit around and do nothing? Read the book of the Revelation. There you go. And I believe that the human race was told that information so that we could make an attempt to use our free will, regain the understanding. Yes, we have free will, God-given gift, and protected, but we're constantly being tricked, giving it away. Started with school. Oh, it starts with your parents, too. Parents are telling, you can't do that, of course, there's a need for that to a certain point. And you go to school, and they really take your free will already. Okay, you're going to sit in this classroom all day, and you're just going to do what the teacher tells you. Never mind what you want to do. So anyhow, it goes from one thing to another. All kinds of social stigmas are presented on this, and gradually our free will is taken away. And the New World Order, free will is the market. Will allow you to work 70 hours a week, and will allow you to pay exorbitant rent, will allow you to buy motor vehicles that are dangerous to drive. There's another topic. Do you realize the vehicles we're driving today are the most dangerous ones out there? You don't know why. They're lying to you and telling you all these safety features. But you watch what happens when they start to pull the plug. And I could make a whole movie about that. And by the way, I do video production. Anybody got the funding for a movie? We'll make a movie about that. What happens to the automobiles when they pull the switch and they kill most of you in your car while you're sitting there? You know, it can be done. Got another guess. Here's another one that can be put into a movie, just to let everybody know I'm a knowledgeable person. One day they might decide to call everybody on your cell phone, and you'll pick it up. And when you pick up that phone, they'll send in the kill vibration, and they'll kill you. You'll die by answering your phone. You don't think it can be done? Of course it can be done. And, of course, there'll be the mass executions with the microwaving from the big buildings. There's weapons set up all around the United States now. They're out there in plain view. They can kill millions of people if somebody just gives the order. If you're living in a populated area, especially a big metropolis, it's all part of the get rid of the 95% of the people. The order's given. The buildings are there. They're operating already. On the flash of a second, they can send out the killing frequencies. This is where we're at today in the world. All the technologies have been used into mass killing weapons, and they can kill you within a couple of minutes. You don't have time to run for help. You're going to die right where you're at, and probably a horrible death, And this is where we're at. So hopefully I've scared you enough. It's time to take action. It's time for us, the normal, good, loving people, to take command of the situation. Because if we just sit around and wait for Big Brother government to give us orders to what to do, they're going to trick you and lie to you and get you to kill yourself. They're doing it every day on the TV, sending you for vaccines that you don't need. They're all going to, all vaccines are going to slowly make you sick and kill you sooner than you would normally die. They're killing your children ahead of time by forcing them to get vaccines. You know, your school wants to force you, and a lot of you in California have a problem with that. Your school board wants to force you, or your government says you got to have your kid vaccinated or you can't go to school. Don't send him to school, because it's more important your child keeps his health than goes to school, because school's just brainwashing anyhow. They're not teaching your kids truth. Can anybody listening to me out there tell me, is your kid being taught in first grade how to read oars? It's a 15-minute class. I taught myself. I bought a small book, read it, made the cards, and in less than 15 minutes, I taught myself to see auras. Okay? That should be first grade education right there. Most people walk around their whole lives, don't know they have the ability to see auras. Every human being does. All you have to do is take 10, 15, maybe quick learners and learn in 5 minutes. It's that simple. How many people listen to me know how to see auras? The only reason you don't know is because, one, the truth of how easy to see them was being kept from you, never taught in school, and you're still oblivious to the fact. If somebody like me isn't talking about it, you wouldn't know how easy it is. It's simple. It's easy. You should be maybe even taught in kindergarten. Why isn't it being taught in school? So this, I want to let people know, especially you in California out there, where they're trying to force you to get your kids vaccinated, which is just another ploy to kill off many innocent people. And what else are they going to trick you? It's coming up in the near future. Come on, we've talked about the FEMA camps. These are execution camps. Come on. It's been talked about. We've been warned about it. You know, they're conning you. They're lying to you. You can't trust anything. Governments, I wouldn't trust government anything. They're all corrupt. They're all mind control. Mind control is so easy nowadays. They've manufactured the AI machines to mind control you now. They don't even have to personally do it. They can mind control the masses with machines. And machines, just follow orders. If you program the machine, it runs. No qualms. We got an eye take on that. I think it was the movie 2001, Space Odyssey, where the machine decides he's going to snuff out the life of the astronaut because the astronaut doesn't want to see his way. Well, this is what's going on. You better be prepared, and especially you in California. Your governor is like a total moron. He has no concern for you. In fact, you guys ought to go for statehood right away. That's the best way to get away from the chemtrails right away. Leave the United States, become a separate country. Then you can have your own military air force and let the chemtrail plane flyers know that you're not allowed to fly over California anymore. We're going to shoot you down. And the planes they use to drop the chemtrails, they can be shot down. Pretty easily, All you have to do is make an attempt to do it. But that's about the only way you're going to quickly, that's one of two ways you're going to quickly get rid of those chemtrail planes flying around. I tell you the fastest way. Somebody make a connection with the president. Hey, I'm from New York. He's from New York. If I could get to him, I would explain it to him, and I believe he'd listen to me, and he'd write that executive order. But, I'm asking help in that particular matter because you know how it is. You can be the smartest person in the world, have all the knowledge, but if you don't have the connections, it's not going to matter. And right now, all the connections are by the world control people, and they're brainwashing the people they don't have, they can't bribe. Bribery is a form of mind control, too, but they have the artificial intelligence frequency mind control. They can plant the ideas in your head, And all you have to do is get the key people. That's why everyone should go watch the old science fiction movies, starting with the 50s. They were showing us back then that ETs were going to come here, and the world controllers are basically working with ETs. Some of them are half-breeds themselves. And they get control of the key people, government people, the police, the scientists, and by just those groups and the military, by just those groups alone, they're able to control the whole populace. And, you know, we need to face up to it that we're a controlled world already, severely controlled. Just go to just see the nonsense going on. I mean, Europe especially, the migrants have all come in, they're killing people, raping women by the thousands, not by the tens, by the thousands, the migrants, most of them Muslims too. They have no qualms about raping women, but it's in their book, it's okay to do that. So anyhow, the governments there are allowing this to happen. Is that insane? It sounds like they're all mind-controlling the governments. I guess they are. You know, either the bribe money is really good, or the artificial intelligent mind-controlled machines are clouding their minds up. The old science fiction movies, the aliens would come here, they'd send out creatures, they'd bite you in the back of the neck, kind of like the chip implant, or they'd abduct you and put the chip implant in the back of your neck. That's what the old joke is. Sure, you ain't got a chip implant in the back of your neck. Oh, I think Governor Brown, nothing personal against him, I think he's got a chip, or he's definitely under mind control. Because he's allowing bad things to happen to the people of California. For that reason alone, because your governor is mind controlled, is reason to leave the United States. And again, to get rid of the chemtrail planes, because unless the message gets to President Trump, he becomes aware of it, he's the only one who can end it real fast. Reasons like that is why I'm running again to be president. I ran in 2016, because somebody has to, when you're the president of the United States, you have access to everything. And I believe that I could even un-mind-control the mind-controllers, because I'm good with the art of conversation. Besides, it's a technique. You know, I could mind-control somebody if I wanted to. I don't want to mind-control people, though, but it's a technique you can learn, and there's people out there that know how to do it. It's not that difficult, and it has to do with sending out subliminal suggestions. It's not that difficult once you learn how to do it. And there's plenty of people out there that know how to do it, and they're using their techniques to serve evil, which is bad news. And just as easily as somebody has been mind-controlled to serve evil, they can be mind-controlled to stop serving evil. And you can break the connection once you learn how to use your mind to do that. Minds are powerful things. And this is information that needs to be shared and used in a good way. Any information can be used in a bad way, but there are a lot of good people out here. I'm a good person, and I'm trying to use my intelligence and knowledge in a good way to put an end to this insanity, or it's going to be the book of the Revelation fast-forwarded. And we're all going to do a lot more suffering, and a lot of more people are going to die needlessly. You know, like I said, the good ETs, they're surrounding the Earth. They don't want to interfere because of the prime directive. That's the best way to explain it. But we can start asking them to come here, and I wish those who are listening to me who do have connections with ET, start asking your ET friends. We want you to come here and help us now, and to make it easier for us, because too many people are in the matrix here. They're brain dead, they're asleep, and they're eating poisonous food. There's been actually a lot of science fiction things about the poisonous food. What's the latest thing? It's on the out there on the Twitter feed. 90%, I ran across it today, 90% of fast food restaurants are using human meat in their products. Is that disgusting or what? But I believe it's happening. Well, you know, unconscious people's without conscience will do anything to make a buck. You know, I don't know whether they send grave robbers out there to get the human meat and reprocess it, but supposedly he's uncovered this. It makes you want to not eat fast food. I'm giving it some serious thought, too, though I don't eat too much of it. But now, I might, after hearing that one, I might totally take it out of my diet. But this is where we're at, you know. And part of what needs to happen, there needs to be more participation amongst people personally. I guess, I don't know, everybody in my listening audience, I guess they don't, these guys don't have phones. The call-in number was 888-627-6008. I don't know. I sent a lot of tweets out there on Twitter. People put the number out there to call, but I think, I don't know. Either people are afraid to call into radio shows or, you know, although I'm on the East Coast, a lot of people out here, it's almost 2 o'clock right now, which is the end of my show. So, you know, I understand a lot of people don't want to stay up that late. What's the last public message warning? 5G is coming your way. It's dangerous. It's deadly. It'll kill you. It'll destroy your health and eventually bring upon your death. And they want everyone to have it. 5G equals death. Drop it like a hot potato. They set the transformer up on your corner, and they plan to put one on every corner. Time to move or tear it down or something. People, I'm putting the offer out there now. People should contact me if they want to seriously do something to start taking command of an out-of-control world. Because if we don't do anything... there's a lot of bad things on the menu that are going to go forward. And you're not going to have anything to say about it. You're going to get pushed into it. You're going to be rounded up and brought to the death camp. Or they'll kill you in your car while you're driving down the road. Or they'll give you the death phone call and you'll answer your phone and you'll die in a short time by the frequency. This is reality I'm talking. This is not science fiction. Okay, I'm getting to the end of my show, and if you're listening, tell some of your friends to listen next week and call in, because if we talked about things in a conversation, it might be more meaningful. Though I never run out of things to say. I could talk for another 10 hours. But the show's over, and... I'm going to ask the engineer to bring on the two songs to end my show. And please, you know, the things I've learned in life, I'm trying to put out there and share with people. I learned philosophy. I learned to write songs. I learned to be an entertainer. I have a CD out there called Songs Better Than Dylan. Greatest collection of philosophical folk rock songs ever put together on one album. And you can get it at CD Baby. And if you go ever been to CD Baby, you can get a 30-second preview of each song. But at the end of the show, we have the end of a rock and roll song that I don't have on this album, but it's coming out of my rock and roll party songs, which will come out maybe in a couple of weeks. At the end of this one song, guitar solo, and then it goes into the first song off my CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan. The name of the song is called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody, and if you listen to the end of the song, it's only 1 minute and 38 seconds long, you'll hear a horse galloping behind the guitars. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown. Tell your friends to go to listen in next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Okay, here's the countdown. Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 210.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.